The Yuvovo looked sombre. Captain, you should expect them to number in the many thousands, and for them to fight any who oppose them with a relentless fury.
Well now, Teo said to Gideon, always handy to know these things, eh?
Then Solveig leaned forward.
Then we should mount a joint attack on Giant's Shoulder. Your people, ours, and the Spiral Renegades.
As I've already explained, Gideon said, without the Brolturum Flyers, we would have no airborne force. And without that...
Except that we have aircraft, Solveig said. When we liberated Hammergard, we also liberated Northeast Fields.
Ah, Zeppelins, Teo said. How many, sister?
7, perhaps 8. Our engineers were hard at work on another when we left.
The Tigran captain's brow was furrowed with thought.
What kind of passenger capacities do they have?
Average is 12 each, said Ian Cameron.
It will be a high-risk operation, Gideon said. Casualties would very likely exceed 50%, but a slim chance exists.
If my heavy weapons team can take control of that defense battery, that would swing the odds in our favor. However, that doesn't address the problem of how to close the warp well and stop this legion from escaping. Could we demolish it with explosives, listener?
It was constructed by the great ancients, Captain Gideon,
the Yuvovo said.
I doubt that it would be so easily...
He broke off at the sound of a commotion outside. Then the door swung open and a young red-furred Yuvovo stumbled in, half-restrained by a human sentry.
Listener, listener, you must come to the Hall of Discourse.
Teo gestured at the guard who released the animated Yuvovo.
Why are you interrupting us, Aginos? Wainel said. What is this about?
The seer, the young Yuvovo said. He's in the hall, and he speaks with Segrana.
Chell?
Teo said as he stood.
Chell's here?
We must go, said Listener Wainel, slipping down and hurrying to the door. Immediately.
Minutes later, they entered the Hall of Discourse, normally half-lit by the multicoloured glassy panels dotted across the tall curved walls. Now a column of shining white radiance rose from the Forerunner platform, sending light into every corner. A figure knelt at the centre of it, one small hand held out, palm upwards. As he approached, Teo could see that Chell's lips were moving, and closer still, he could make out the Yuvovo's voice, quietly muttering responses as part of a conversation with another voice, deep and muted. At that point, Chell got to his feet and faced his audience.
Captain Gideon, he said. My apologies for disappearing in the middle of the attack, but neither I nor my companion were entirely in our right minds. I had to get us both to the nearby daughter forest or risk losing ourselves completely.
So, you and Rory, Teo said, you were both enslaved by that creature, this knight. Are you okay now? Are you free of its control? Is Rory...
Chell took off the thin shift he wore, revealing shaven patches in his body fur, on arms, chest and neck. The bare skin showed healing wounds like regularly spaced holes and incisions.